Cuccinelli says he's concerned that in a presidential election year, with a competitive Senate race on the ballot, that voters may be too distracted to make a well-informed choice on the property rights amendment.
This is a fundamental right that isn't in our fundamental document. It is not protected in Virginia's state constitution. I think if people hear both sides, it's going to be a slaughter. That may well be why Senator McEachin doesn't want to have the debate. Clarity and full information are not the ally of those who want to defeat this amendment.
The state constitutional amendment restricts appropriate instances where the government may seize private property. McEachin, a lawyer by trade, says he's unavailable to debate because of previous commitments to clients. Summarizing his position, he says he believes there is sufficient property rights protection in the state code without amending the Constitution.
What he is trying to suggest is that this is a partisan issue. There are well-meaning people on both sides of the issue. The issue isn't whether or not to protect people's property rights. The issue is how to protect it. Are we ready to go from the code to putting it into the Constitution, or do we need to experiment with the language more? And if he truly wants to debate, then maybe Republicans are available to debate.
Craig Carper, WCVE News.